If that shit's not all over your face by the end of it, then you're doing it wrong.
You're right.
Yeah. I caught that way too late.
What is up, everybody? You have just tuned in to the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm looking at Larry. He's dancing, so you know what time it is. It's podcast time. And I am joined, obviously, by Larry and the lovable Allie.
What up?
What's up, guys?
What's up? Take one was better.
Yeah, it was.
But it got you off guard, though.
No, so. I was like, I thought you were like waving your arms like, dude, fucking pull the ripcord.
Hold on.
We have to get used to the fact that like we're recording for two media types now.
Yeah, dude, I totally agree.
I'm not used to being on video.
Man. Well, but I might give the video a show because I'm getting really hot in this pullover, so...
Tis the season to dress in layers.
Yeah, but don't worry, I've got my my fishnet under armor on. So,
and your nipple clamps.
And my nipple always. Clamps.
Have you noticed since we started doing video that you have not closed out by putting on any ridiculous costumes?
Closed out? We've introed.
Yeah. We did intro with a funny costume.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we usually close out with, all right, so I'm going to put my ball gag on.
Yeah. Well, that's because all that's back ordered. Have you seen the supply chains? Holy shit.
Obviously.
Can't get a damn thing. Okay. Wait. I have to tell you a joke that I heard the other day that is the worst shit. Okay.
Please.
Do you know why balloons are going up so much in price right now?
Oh, why?
Inflation. It's so bad.
I have one too. Ready?
Double joke time.
Okay. What does a dildo and tofu have in common?
I'd heard this one.
I got nothing.
They're both meat substitute.
All right. Well, I've got one I'm sure you've all heard. What do you call a dildo that flies over Germany? A twatstica.
No.
You guys had heard that?
No.
Yeah.
What if we just did a full episode of dad joke?
No, I will not participate in a whole episode.
My other question is that a dad joke?
I feel like that's a little risky color, for man. A dad joke.
I don't know.
All right, I'm taking my headphones off for a second. Don't make fun of me too much.
Would that technically be like one-liners? Those are technically one-liners.
Yeah, probably just one-liners. Like adult popsicle stick jokes.
I'm gonna tell one as I'm taking this off.
Oh God!
Why did the belt go to jail? Because it held up a pair of pants.
That is a dad joke.
Oh, dude, that's a dad joke. Come on.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, how are you guys' weeks?
Sucks. Fucking unsubscribe.
Yeah. Seriously. Did not like. How about one of these? I feel like this is the most appropriate for all of us.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
Right? So, yeah, man. It has been a fucking long week of just shit.
It has, and I don't know if it's okay, so I'll just jump in as to how my week has been going.
Yeah.
Okay. I have never been the kind of person who hides his mental illnesses, right? I've always been like, everyone that knows me knows that I suffer from certain mental illnesses. I don't keep that a secret because I feel like the more you keep that a secret, the more taboo you create the whole culture.
Yeah.
And you create a bigger problem, a bigger stigma to it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm really open about mine.
But hang on, veganism is not a no. I'm just kidding. I just mess. I just.
I would argue that veganism is a mental illness. Right. But
I didn't want to. I'm sorry. Along. I'm bringing levity, but yes, please.
Did not go a single episode without mentioning that. Nope. And y'all gave me shit. Like everyone that I told that I was going to go that way said, "Is that what we're going to have to hear about for the rest of forever?" And no. I was like, "No, I will not mention it." It's everyone else that has been mentioning it.
I'm sorry, but yes.
Just defending myself.
No, anyway. No more interruptions.
Anyway.
I think it's the change in weather, the fact that it's getting darker, you know, like it has every fucking year.
Yeah.
I think, Allie, you told me this that line on some comment on Facebook. It's like, what's up with it getting darker? It's like, it's only been doing that for the past 34 years of your life.
you've gone through this 34 fucking times, man. Yeah.
It doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah.
So I think it's like seasonal depression starting to kick in on top of like my regular depression. And I just feel gloomy and just fucking tired and just,
Yeah.
And I think that's what has like layered on top of this week. It's just like, I'm okay, but I'm not okay at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm able to say that, like, don't worry guys, I'm like not at risk for anything, but sure. At the same time, just let me fucking be depressed for a second, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's, hey man, if anybody's hitting you up, it's just because we care.
Yeah, right.
So, but at the same time, yes, I completely understand that. It's like, no. I don't need anything. I just need to be left alone. I need to just like have some time elapse. Time heals all wounds, kind of thing. And
man,
just like,
I'm kind of the other way. Like, really? If nobody checks in on me, like say if it's like a Saturday and I don't do much of anything, no, but really? I don't really hear from anybody, I'm like, fine. Like, but dude, if anyone's like, you don't even have to be like, how is your mental health today? But just like, just tell me what you had for lunch or something. Like, I'm always bored.
Like, I feel like, and not to like mansplain this to you, I don't know if mansplain would be the correct term, but I feel like we have enough group chats going on to where like we're constantly hearing from people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, even not group chats, like I've got individual people that I text with and stuff, and like certain ones of them are like, I feel like if I didn't hear from you in like an entire 24 hours, I would be like, oh, okay, we're calling somebody. Yeah.
Missing persons has been reported.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I tend to hibernate for, you know, days at a time. So there's that.
Dude. Well, so I don't know about days at a time, but like sometimes I'll get to a point to where I'm just like, I want this day to like be over so that I can go to sleep and try again tomorrow.
That was me today.
You know
that
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on a positive note, like as far as like me today, tomorrow, excuse me, hiccups. Tomorrow will be better because I will be on my way to fucking CBUS and I'm so excited. Columbus, Ohio. I will be there this weekend, Friday and Saturday. So if we just for some reason happen to have anyone listen to this podcast in Columbus, Ohio, look for me. I will be.
Well, so you'll already be back though by the time this comes out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, not if they watch it. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, dude. I'm telling you though. I've done a terrible job of this, so I'm not going to criticize either of you. But what I need to start doing is looking forward as to what's happening the day this is releasing, kind of thing, so that I can like be like, you know, because dude, it is weird recording for anybody that doesn't know. We don't record on Monday and put it out on Monday.
It's really weird to talk about the future. Like, I don't even know what that term is. It's like future past participle or something. Like, it's like you're talking about right now being in the past, but it goes out in the future. I don't even know.
Once you hit me with the participle part.
Yep. Nope.
Nope. That's a big negatory. Like, I didn't go into English for a reason.
It's like by Monday.
Have you heard me speak?
By Monday, we will have had a lunar eclipse. And it's like, I don't know what that tense is.
Yeah. No, I know, right?
Yeah.
That's tonight, right?
Yeah. But the night we're recording, not
Thursday night. Yeah. Thursday the 18th, lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
You missed it.
Way to go.
Be on your fucking game next time.
So technically, we're time travelers.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
So I do, before we get too far into it, we've decided to start giving Patreon new signups shout outs. There was a special person that signed up over the this past week, and it was my wife. And she literally put your wife, I believe, or your wife with like eight eyes. So
Megan, we certainly appreciate it. What I don't appreciate is you roasted me on the fucking group chat.
I mean, dude, hey, if you're gonna promise it comes out early.
It's called a dragon mom. And dude, I live with her. So, but like, holy hell, man! Like, she keeps me in line. So,
no, yeah, no, it's great. It's great. And like, the thing is, as you listen to these episodes, and as we get a hang, like, it's so weird changing things up, because I know for Daniel, for example, we had to push him a little bit more and more out of his comfort zone. Mm-hmm. One, to record remotely. Like, we got him on Zoom because he swore that he would never do that.
I don't like
that. And then now, like, we're all like adjusting to like these new things that we're all doing. Sure. So as we get more involved with everyone, so like, you know, you, Daniel, you release the episodes, you edit the episodes, Allie, you do the newsletter, and now I'm involved in doing the video. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a delay and a little bit of a learning curve. So sure, bear with me on that, please.
Yeah.
I promise that I will get it out there. And I may just one day just dump.
All right. All right. A couple of weeks and then I'm getting the guillotine out. I've got a guillotine.
That's fair.
It is well oiled.
I'm not saying I don't want this to come off the wrong way. Let me put it that way. I've been doing this for a hot minute, but obviously with each change there comes a period of time that it's like curve. Yeah, like you said, a learning curve. So It's one of these things that I'm like, okay, I'm super comfortable with this. And then it's like, what do you mean you want to fucking do video, Larry? All right, well, that's your cup of tea, brother. So what do you mean?
What are you talking about, man?
Like, what are you talking about, remote recording? What are you talking about, me having to sync video and shit? Nah, dude, but the cool thing is we're all this makes us better people in the sense that we're all being able to develop abilities and shit.
Yep.
So, yeah, and, you know, not abilities, equally, but
we're all equally invested in one part of the podcast.
Yeah. Hell yeah. The only thing that I was going to mention is, holy shit, went to Dollywood with my fan and went up to a cabin with a bunch of people and just probably drank too much. No, definitely drank too much. Man, have you guys had a vodka and Red Bull lately?
I don't drink Red Bull.
I don't either.
Oh, no, sugar-free, because the other one tastes funk as hell.
Like, I do one caffeinated drink a day or else my panic attacks kick my ass.
Oh, really?
And I caffeine doesn't wake me up or do anything until I've had too much, and then I'm literally just like this. And I'm like, cool, I can see sound. This rules.
Allie would be super sauced and super jittery, and
that's
it would be weird.
Then I can't shut the fuck up. Yeah. And I'm talking too fast.
Yeah. Well, so we were drinking. I think Megan had a couple.
You and the mouse in your pocket.
Yeah, no shit. And we were playing catchphrase.
Oh God.
So it's just like, you know, like rapid fire hints kind of thing. And just like, I was like, are you having fun? I'm having fun. We're all having fun. You know,
you were that guy.
Yeah.
We're all having fun, right? We're having fun. Hey, yeah.
By the end of maybe like a half hour, every motherfucker in the cabin was playing catchphrase.
Hell yeah. So,
and we had I guess 8 adults there. So like,
that was that's a big party.
Yeah. Dude, it was some fun stuff. But we went to Dollywood, super fun. It's really weird to go to Dollywood and then to take a kid to Dollywood. Because, like, holy shit, he's just, like, looking around and, like, first of all, you get to stay up later. But they had the lights up and everything and just, like, dude, he is a little adrenaline junkie. The only thing that is holding that child back from, like, doing, like, the hardcore roller coasters is his height.
His height?
Literally. Yeah.
The restrictions.
He's like, he's like, I want to go on that one. And I'm like, dude, I don't even want to go on that one. Like, what are you talking about? You know?
Does Dollywood have big like rides? I've never been. So
yeah.
So the last time I was there and actually able to ride, for anybody that knows Dollywood at all, which I don't, I'm just saying I'm gonna start speaking Dollywood, I guess. They had the Tennessee Tornado, and that came out in like the fucking like 2013 or some shit. Or thereabout. I don't even know when it came out. dude, they have some shit now. I think they have the fastest wooden roller coaster in the nation now.
You lost me at wooden.
Yeah.
No. Well, dude, if it ain't creaking, you know, no,
it's not worth kidding. The adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
I can come up with something. You don't sign a waiver before you get on.
Yeah. I was like, dude, if there's not loose screws like in the scaffolding, I'm not going to ride it. No, but that's the only mention that I had about that shit, because it was super fun, but like, man, it was, and that was the first time that I'd ever ridden a roller coaster at night.
Oh, and, I bet that's different.
And that was weird, because yeah. I rode one at about 4 before the sun went down, and then I rode it at about 7:30 or 8, like right before we left, I guess about 7:30, rode the same one. It was way different, and honestly, it was pretty wild.
I never thought about that difference.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I've never rode one at night.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But
speaking of oh yeah, we got a special guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Well, special guest, reoccurring guest. Her name is. Your cue, Daniel.
What? Oh, are we doing?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, girl, you were hiding in that corner. Oh, what can I do for you tonight? Call me hard and I guess
some more. Man. Seriously need to get a blow-up doll just to bring out.
I just, like, slowly raise her up like she's on an elevator. I keep her in the basement, in quotation marks.
A blow-up doll comes in the mail, and Megan's like, what the fuck? And you're like, it's Trixie. It's okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm not going to lie. She won't buy it. No, I'm just kidding.
I swear it's just a prop.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, if you think I came to the podcast without a couple the old Pornhub comments, dude. Sorry, I was actually caught off guard because I didn't have them loaded, but
once again I am directing this shit. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Oh my gosh, fucking pocket. Here we go. So, from I'm not going to spell that.
Don't act like that's not your account.
I don't know what they're talking about. I bury my dick so far in her ass that whoever could pull it out would be crowned King Arthur. Oh. I was just like, all right. So, and I'm interested to know whether or not you guys know this reference. I did not, but yeah. So, from Pussy Poppin' 106. How's that? Like this.
Wait. I thought that was part of the comment. I'm thinking that's like a freshman level college class. Like, yes, welcome to Pussy Poppin' 106, fellas.
Holy shit.
Like, that's part of a rush, you know? Pussy Poppin' 106.
Oh,
sorry.
My God. Oh, my God.
Whoa, time out. So you're trying to rush this fraternity without taking Pussy Poppin' 106? The hell are you doing with your life? So here's the comment. Like this, or Big Chungus, like this, yes! or Big Chungus will lick your toes at 3 a.m. What is that?
You don't know Big Chungus?
No! Do you know Big Chungus, Larry?
No, but it sounds funny.
It's safe. It's just a weird name for, like, a Bugs Bunny character.
What?
No, oh, this the, is a the, whole the cringe, thing.
Oh, wait.
Are you talking about the cursed thing? Bug Bunny?
Big Chungus!
Oh, my God.
It's legit. It's fine, yeah. There is a person that I follow on TikTok who like lives in a van that they've like glammed out.
Yeah. Is it down by the river?
I know, that's exactly where my mind goes. And they have a cat that lives with them, and her name is Big Chungus. And so every I'm just like scrolling through TikTok, and it'll be like, so today Big Chungus lounged in the window, and I'm just like,
Big Chungus,
dude, the whole time.
I just love the fucking name. I was just like,
oh my God,
Big Chungus.
Honestly. As far as I can tell, it's safe to Google. Like, Even just to Google the image search.
Just don't do it on a porn website.
Probably not right? on a porn website.
No.
Unless
do any
it's
of
porn
these
hub.
Comments have awards, by the way? Like, do they have multiple awards?
So, no. They don't have awards. And some of them actually, all of these are screenshots that are, like, kind of cropped. Okay. So, some of them will actually crop the likes and dislikes in, and some of them crop them out. So, I have no like count for Pussy Poppin' 106.
Or for Big Chuck.
That's my new DJ name. I don't know. Right.
So from a good username, is that guy eating a hot dog with a fucking fork and a knife? I'm not going to lie.
Straight to jail.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay, unless if it's one of those that's like there's so many toppings and chili and stuff that it's unpickable.
That's a good point. But time out. Have you seen porn? They ain't going to give you a fully loaded dog. Oh, wait a second. They do.
No.
You know what you're getting into when you order this food. It's like ordering wings and eating them like all careful so that you don't get like your fingers messy. No, fuck that. You ordered wings. You get that. If that shit's not all over your face by the end of it, then you're doing it wrong.
You're right.
Yeah. I caught that way too late. Mm-hmm, damn it. Mm-hmm.
You were committed.
Fuck, that's an ISO.
That was solid. So Larry, I completely agree. And we need a mandate at Hooters very soon. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
I love their fried pickles, among other things. So. No, honestly, I'm not one of these people that, like, I don't go to that shit to, like...
Yeah.
That's just weird.
There's a whole internet of porn.
Well, there's a whole internet of porn, and it's like, dude, I've been to strip joints, and they make me, like, they make me feel super awkward.
Yeah.
Because I can't hide my boner. No, I'm just kidding.
No, well, that's why you don't go in fucking shorts, dude.
What do you mean? Wait, time out. Are you talking about
Larry showing up in tactical pants for hiding boners?
You got to show up in fucking. You got to show up in fucking painter's pants. You know what I'm saying?
I just do
rough as fuck.
I do a garter belt and tuck it in.
Oh my God!
I'm like, no, down
bar.
You put
a cup on. You put a cup on before you go to strip club.
This is the worst thing.
All right, don't worry, Allie. We'll get to talk to you about some stuff.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. And to wrap us up for Pornhub comments, Papa's in the house, 69.
Nice.
Just an average day at Walmart.
That's the comment?
That's the comment. No. I was just like, maybe. I don't know what Walmart you go to, brother. I was just like, yeah, man. But
I don't know, man. I've seen some really like if you ever go to subreddit trashy.
Yes.
There are some like really fucked up Walmart images.
Well, dude, I mean, they're people of Walmart, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty on par. So, oh shit. Oh, okay. Never mind. She's got to go.
Oh yeah.
Dude, she's got work to do. No, don't you let him do that to you.
Get back on the corner. Call me hard and I guess some more.
Oh my God. I hope we don't get hit up for the rights to that song. So
I know, right? That would suck.
Yeah. Well, so I always heard that there was a certain like amount of time that you're allowed to use. I'm sure that's fucking completely false, but
not on podcasts that are monetized.
Oh, see? People just pay us to see our
and
beautiful
we're
faces.
Technically now monetized.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Whatever. Hey, hit me with the cease and desist and I will cease and desist. plus, dude, that song is so fucking old.
Like, is it?
Oh my God. And there's absolutely no way that they would come across our... If they come across our podcast, I will be proud.
Yeah.
To be like... You
Here's our first
to-
cease and desist letter.
Seriously.
How'd you guys find us?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Which, you know what? I think it's Yeah, Dodge and Fusky, just for anybody to give credit to them, Dodge and Fusky. So, or Fusky and Dodge, anyway, whatever.
Okay. Whatever, they don't piss on people on stage, so it's okay.
Oh yeah. My God, did you hear about that?
No. What?
How does Daniel not listen to any podcasts anymore?
Oh my God.
You gonna cover it? Do you have something for it? Okay, well, there is a band in Florida, of course.
Daytona, yeah.
Yeah, called Brass Against, which I guess is maybe a play on Rise Against. I don't know.
Okay.
Their female lead singer brought a male fan on stage, and he laid down on the stage, and she dropped trow and pissed on his face.
I mean, and he enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody's consenting, whatever, but what?
I just don't get it.
No.
I don't get it.
But then the band was like, things got out of hand. We're really sorry. And I'm like,
understatement of the fucking year.
Do not issue an apology. Like, you do not accidentally take an entire piss on someone's face.
Right.
Like,
at least it was sterile.
It is sterile.
He likes the taste.
That's a good point.
Right?
Dude, I actually saw something on the internet, and not to take us too far off from where we already are.
Right?
But there was something about somebody asked a question. They were like, do people like, what was it? It was like, do people prefer, people that are into like golden showers and shit, right. Do they prefer to do it by diabetic people? And the guy was, or the person was thinking that diabetic urine is sweeter. But I mean, that's not the case in the least.
Okay.
But even if it was, like,
guess that'd be a preference from weirdo to weirdo, right?
Well, so, and there was a comment, and they were like, I'm into this stuff. And they were like, the whole fact that it's not, like, it's, the taste is kind of off is kind of what the fetish is about, kind of thing. That's it's weird. Like, that it's not, it's not a desirable taste. It's like people that like pain or
okay,
masochists,
okay,
or whatever.
Okay, okay.
That it's like, that's not a desirable thing, but you get a rush out of the fact that it's not as desirable.
That it's like taboo or whatever.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
Nope.
I still don't get it.
No.
But yeah, it was just a weird, let me put it this way. It was a weird thread to go down.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but I honestly can't believe I got any responses from my post.
it was a weird stream to go down. And I don't
exactly.
Okay. Talking about a weird thread.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch wrote an article on some website called The Spectator, and the title is "It's Hard Not to Pity Ghislaine Maxwell."
Excuse you.
My friend sent me this, and I was like, "Oh yeah."
You know the sound effect that comes to mind. Excuse me, Poppy. Sorry.
So she, I'm going to hate listen to the episode of her podcast that she mentions in here too. And I really meant to get to it before this, and I didn't get to it today.
Yeah.
But this article is batshit, okay? This lady.
The headline is batshit.
But wait, because it makes me feel like it's satire that I'm not getting, but it's not.
Yeah.
Like, she talks about her dog who's about to have puppies, but she keeps saying, I'm having puppies. It's my first litter. No, you're not. That's not how that works.
There's a song that comes to mind. This is ground control to Major Tom.
So then, like, she is seriously like, puppies. I'm so excited. Puppies. Anyway, since my beloved mother died, I have learned a useful tip. And I was like, what does this have to do with puppies? Nothing.
Fucking it has nothing. Hard twist.
Has nothing to do with puppies. And these aren't like separate sections of like a bulleted list of just stream of consciousness. It's supposed to be one flowing article. And I'm like, I feel like you pasted something in here.
Dude, it's somebody with like multiple personality disorder, like,
yeah.
Like, oh my God, my puppies, I'm a puppy, da, da, da.
Yeah.
And then I lost my mom,
so then she's like, you know, well, I learned this valuable tip, make sure the name on the death certificate is their exact legal name or probate will be hard. That tracks, sure. No. I don't feel like that's a groundbreaking life hack. No. But like,
yeah,
thanks for your service. But, so then Like, she goes from that to just, like, rambling about, like, edgy topics for her podcast. And then she says, it's hard not to feel a bat squeak of pity for Ghislaine Maxwell. 500 days and counting in solitary confinement. It's almost like, now, hear me out. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't solicit minors to rape them and then orchestrate a child sex trafficking ring. Because then sometimes those actions might have consequences.
Yeah.
Shucks.
Yeah. Like, honestly.
What the fuck is this article?
Like, I'm legitimately at a loss for words.
Yep.
Because I didn't think there was a person out there that had an inkling of.
I do really like the term a bat squeak.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Talking about,
oh,
like, yeah. Cool.
Have you ever heard of Fox News? I mean, their entire audience.
Hey,
and
man,
then this same lady calls herself a centrist.
All of them. How about corporate media in general? It is a dumpster fire rolling down a hill toward a gas station currently. So, I mean, it's just like, it's, yeah.
It's and then she's just like, I intersected briefly with her at Oxford. She, like, barely spoke to her once.
Is she clout cool story, bro. Chasing?
Yeah, that's what
imagine
it
sounds, going no, out of your way to clout chase that you knew Ghislaine Maxwell.
No, well,
it's not the best look.
Yeah. What? It brings some questions, because honestly, I agree with you, Larry, that, like, this girl has taken this stance for the sole reason, if you have a head on your shoulders,
just a name drop,
and any kind of moral compass, you know that Ghislaine Maxwell is a trash woman that, like, deserves to rot.
Whoa,
like,
whoa.
Allegedly?
I'm going to stop you right there.
No, not let's allegedly not, rot.
It's
rot.
All no, just like, I'm kidding. Real,
let's yeah. malign our sanitation workers.
That's true.
Okay, with this piece of garbage.
No, when I say trash lady, I'm saying she is composed of trash.
Okay.
Okay.
Not she is a sanitation worker. Yeah. No, I have the utmost respect.
And
so.
Then this lady even says,
for the sanitation workers, not Ghislaine Maxwell.
Clarification. She mentions somebody's memoir and says, just like that lady says in her memoir, you only know who your real chums are when you're in the gutter. You're not even friends with her. You're just trying to name drop her.
Ugh.
And again, I would not be going out of my way to say I'm friends with her.
No.
Does she mention her podcast?
Yeah. I've got it downloaded. Yeah.
Have you?
No, I've not got to yet, but I will.
Okay.
I'll report back.
Yeah. Wait. Can you give a shout out so that we can get some,
yeah.
just in case. I don't know if I will. No, I want to give a shout out so that we can just maybe have another hate session next episode.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Well, anyway.
Well, so yeah. it's called Difficult Women, which normally I'd be like, okay, I'll listen to that.
What, her
and Ghislaine
Maxwell?
Sounds like two old men arguing about their wives.
Well, she decided not to issue any trigger warnings before dropping the podcast that contains firmly uncompromising views on immigration, cancel culture, trans issues, cultural appropriation, and having children.
So she's literally
making it, wait for you to shit on women for a whole 55-minute podcast.
She is literally choosing all, like you said, edgy topics kind of thing.
Is this Marjorie Taylor Greene's podcast?
Right.
Is that what we're talking about right now?
God, I feel like she's probably had her on.
On top of her as
first guess, Ghislaine Maxwell. Second guess, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Again, she calls herself a centrist, and I'm like,
no.
God.
No.
Center of hell. No, just kidding.
You're as much of a centrist as the flat earther is sane.
I was going to say, as much of a centrist as me. Like, okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's move out
That's
of this
awesome.
Hellhole.
Well, so you might listen to this podcast and give it a dislike. Right? No, not this one. This
probably,
one you're only going to get 5 stars, but
yeah,
I'm
but
saying that girl's.
I don't know if it has a dislike feature in the app I use.
Yeah, well, because the YouTube song.
Say what?
They've not taken that away in YouTube as
really?
Of like last night.
Well, let me tell you guys about a little follow-up to YouTube. Because I feel like this really resonated with our discussion previously. Yes. So one of the co-founders of YouTube, which there were a couple things that I wanted to mention in this article, but he is predicting the decline of the platform after them removing dislikes.
And it should decline.
It should. I agree.
It should. I will fucking firmly stand on what I said last week.
You guys are really out here mad that you can't thumbs down a video from some creator that doesn't know you exist.
No, but it's not that.
I know.
It's
I know.
That I'm the person I don't want my time to be wasted.
From Machine Gun Kelly on Spotify.
Yeah, that's so I'm not giving him any more plays. It's not so other people can see that I disliked him.
I mean, not whatever.
So and first of all, I read this name twice, and I thought one of them was the funnier pronunciation because you could literally it's J-A-W-E-D, and so I was thinking Jawed, and then I was thinking Jawed.
I was thinking Jared
with a speech impediment. Sorry,
I was just thinking Jawed, like talked a lot, like jawed at somebody.
So how do you think it's act? Because Kareem, the second part, K-R-I-M.
I would probably say
Kareem.
Yeah, but the first, but how are we
Jawed?
Going with?
I'm just gonna go with Jawed.
No, it sounds like we all have a speech impediment.
I know. Anyway, I'm going to say Kareem.
Sure.
Moving forward. The third co-founder of YouTube has condemned the platform's removal of public dislike counts on videos, suggesting that the change will lead to YouTube's decline. He was quoted as saying, "Why would YouTube make this universally disliked change? There is a reason, but it's not a good one, and not one that will be publicly disclosed," writes Kareem. Goes on with the quote, the ability to easily and quickly identify bad content is an essential feature of a user-generated content platform. Why? Because not all user-generated content is good. So for anybody that missed last episode, basically YouTube is wanting to change their user interface to remove the public dislike count. So you can still dislike it, but you... So are they going to... I guess they're going to leave the like count?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
You can see how many likes they have, but you can't see how many dislikes they have.
But there's platforms that don't even have that. Twitter doesn't have a dislike. Instagram doesn't have a dislike. Facebook doesn't have a dislike. They?
I'm just kidding.
Does have a mad emoji, does it not?
Yeah, but that's always like, are you mad at the content or are you mad at the person for saying the content?
I'm always mad at what the subject is. Like, yeah.
That's the thing is like, how helpful is that to the creator?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, almost, what are they mad at? Like, are they just mad at me?
If you just had a like, they could probably realize that you're just commiserating with whatever, you know.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah. That it's like have views and likes.
Yeah,
so it's like if a lot of people have viewed it, I'm down to play devil's advocate. This was what was very fascinating to me. So YouTube's making this change, and Kareem has been editing the first video that was uploaded by him on YouTube. It's me at the zoo. And it's literally just like him walking around.
That was like
around.
The very first YouTube.
And so what he does is he edits the description of that for messaging. Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Right? He literally, to get things that he wants to say out, he edits the description of the first video that was ever uploaded to YouTube.
Oh, the title changes.
No, the title.
Oh, the description.
Yeah, title stays the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just thought that was, I'm not saying good or bad. I thought that was a very interesting thing. And I don't know if he knows some kind of thing that it's like, I know that this is not going to get moderated because it doesn't like ping them as new content. It's right. just like an edit, and they just like, I just, my mind went to weird places.
It's like kind a of thing weird was, way to have a microblog or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, so I thought this was really fascinating because he basically went on to talk about user-generated content. And I'm not going to read this whole thing, this whole comment or whatever, I guess, update to the description that he had. You can do that if you sign up for our newsletter and click on the link. You can sign up for the
shameless plug.
You can sign up for the newsletter at tetherradio.substack.com, and it's worth it. Let me just tell you,
definitely worth the price of free.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So this was part of it that I am going to read. He said the ability to easily and quickly identify bad content is an essential feature of a user-generated content platform. Why? Because not all user-generated content is good, which is kind of what we were saying the other day or whatever.
I completely agree, yes.
Yeah. And he said it can't be. In fact, most of it is not good, and that's okay. The idea was never that all content is good. The idea was, however, that among the flood of content, there are great creations waiting to be exposed, and for that to happen, the stuff that's not great has to fall by the side as quickly as possible. So, I don't know. Going on with the quote, the process works, and there's a name for it, the wisdom of the crowds. The process breaks when the platform interferes with it. Then the platform invariably declines. Does YouTube want to become a place where everything is mediocre? Because nothing can be great if nothing is bad. So I totally get where, you know, this brigading stuff comes in, that it's like, whatever, somebody gets butthurt about something and gets a following or a bot fleet or whatever, and just, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, we live in the digital age. Is every comment or like, dislike, is it actually a physical presence, or is it just Larry flipping through colors?
I know, it's freaking me out. I'm like, what are you doing?
Holy shit. Talk about taking me out of my train of thought. It's like somebody just took like a strobe light and put it in my face.
I was like,
thing.
Is this Morse code? Are you saying you're being tortured as a POW in Nam? Like the first part of this fucking unhinged. Okay. Yeah. But the rest of it. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Well, no.
But
he was
comparing it.
He was comparing it to the delivery of the guy that announced this. I agree, but he was just saying that it was like the fact that he was so incredibly unenthusiastic about. I don't think it's a good comparison.
It's a weird comparison.
I'm not arguing, and
no,
I will not take that.
I get what he's trying to say, but it's shitty.
I had to read it like three times to even figure out what the fuck he was talking about. Now,
anyway,
I agree kind of with I agree with his latter part of this comment, but like. It was just that was a really weird, I don't even know. I don't even know.
It was really weird.
It was just weird. Period. God. So, but I think that is kind of maybe revealing that a co-founder of YouTube is coming out and being like, I mean, dude, this was not the vision we had for YouTube in the least, kind of thing, you know. And I mean, I understand the vision changing and evolving over years, but evolving from the base, like, thing of, hey, we want to put content out there and we want people to choose what is good and what is bad, or what is content that they think is good or and needs to be promoted versus, you know, demoted. It seems like we're getting very far away from that with
it's
YouTube.
It's almost as if they're trying to control what gets popular and what doesn't.
Dude, you say that again and we're going to get
kind
canceled.
Kind of like, I don't know, the music industry?
That's a can of worms.
What do you mean?
Dude, okay.
It's just a big circle jerk.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, any entertainment I would say would fall in that. Yeah, I mean, who gives a fuck about the Golden Globes and like the Oscars? It literally is a bunch of like actors and actresses like fucking circle jerking.
I wanted to talk about the guy who was going to get executed and they called it off like fucking 3 hours before.
Yeah, I saw that. But I saw that headline.
The transition here is anytime I tried to read about it, it would be like, so Baker Mayfield has come out and he has said, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what Baker Mayfield said.
Isn't that like an athlete?
A football dude. Yeah. Who cares?
Isn't that a sports ball guy?
Go back to making your commercial sweep in that stadium. Yeah. Get out of my New York Times articles or whatever. Like, what?
What? I think it's really fascinating that anyone puts any celebrity, their opinion higher than any other like layperson.
Yeah, fine if you use your platform to be like, hey, I have a huge audience. Here's a thing you should be concerned about. Yeah. The news doesn't need to write about that.
No.
The news just needs to write about the thing. No.
Yeah.
The last football player that did that got fucking completely canceled.
He was definitely not the last one.
Colin Kaepernick. Anyway.
Was not the last one.
No, but did you see Aaron Rodgers?
Nope, don't care. So in Oklahoma, this guy was going to get executed, and they've been like begging not to execute him. Like let me see. I'm all over the place. I just got caught ahead of myself trying to interrupt you. So...
Fuck Larry's story. Let's go ahead with Allie over here.
I was already in this. No one cares about Aaron Rodgers. Get. Get. This is not a sports podcast.
Although if it was, we probably would have gotten voted. Anyway,
rude. Okay, so in Oklahoma City public schools, they estimated that more than 1,800 students across 13 of their schools participated in walkouts on Wednesday to support trying to get his sentence commuted.
Okay.
So there's a lot of uncertainty whether this guy even did it. There was a deal made with another guy.
Is this something Julius Jones. Okay. Wait, did he play football?
No, there that is a like Julius.
Does it not sound like a fucking lie?
No, if you Google that name, there is a Julius Jones that plays football.
You're thinking about Julio Jones.
There's also a Julius Jones that plays football.
Okay.
Maybe. Because he came up when I was searching.
I don't know. It just sounded like honestly, it sounds like a really good like wide receiver.
Well, he played football. Or no, I'm sorry. He played basketball in high school.
Yeah.
But so anyway, this story's all over the place.
Okay.
Julius Jones has been in prison since 2002. And he was just about to get put to death. There's a lot of stuff in there saying that basically another guy who got a plea deal where he like wouldn't have to serve very much time for saying this guy did it is probably the guy who did it, which tracks.
Legal system's like completely unflawed.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's flawed?
What?
No, I'm scared.
But I know people are all different opinions about the death penalty, but like I feel like everybody's in agreement that you should be pretty fucking sure before you kill someone for a crime. And it didn't sound like there was much certainty behind it.
Let me check my moral compass. Checks out.
Yeah.
It points to true north.
Yeah, exactly.
So also, Oklahoma was just now going to start having executions again after they've not had any since 2015. They just started back last month, and they had a death row inmate who was vomiting and shaking during his execution. So then there was an injunction trying to, like, look into whether the drugs that are used risk subjecting inmates to an unconstitutional amount of pain and suffering. And the state's pardon and parole board even recommended that this guy's sentence be commuted to life without the possibility of parole.
So, okay. We have so many medications that are so cheap these days.
Keep fucking this up?
Well, that you can just literally... Me or you or Larry could literally walk in a room, push a substance through an IV and kill someone.
I don't know how it's this complicated.
I mean, it's just like, dude, just overdose them on like fucking like carfentanil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or fentanyl or whatever. Yeah. I mean, shit, dude. Like, literally, it is so easy and it's so plentiful.
Well, he vomited while shaking for several minutes during his execution. And, like, reporters who have witnessed executions said that's really rare. Like, what the fuck? It should be. Yeah. It should be rare.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, the
question is it actually really rare, or is this like exactly. one of the few cases that were this comes back to our garbage media that it's like, well, I'm sorry you guys don't cover shit that matters. You guys are like too caught up with like, well,
what Baker Mayfield thinks. So the director of Oklahoma's prison system said at a virtual news conference at the end of October, I will agree that inmate Grant's regurgitation was not pleasant to watch, but I do not believe that it was inhumane.
Excuse you.
It
was not pleasant to watch?
I bet that was rough for you. How rough was it for him?
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's the thing I don't like about the death penalty. The fact that a doctor cannot perform it due to the fact that they will strictly go against the oath that they took.
Yeah.
Tells you a lot about what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a doctor cannot, like a doctor will pronounce them dead.
I'm going to give not necessarily. Well, I guess I don't. Well, okay. Sorry.
No, what?
No, it makes me think about like Dr. Kevorkian kind of thing, which I am comparing, and I will preface this with that I am comparing apples to oranges. Death penalty, somebody that is healthy, or at least healthy in quotation marks kind of thing, and then somebody that is terminally ill or, you know, or whatever, on hospice level kind of on the way out.
I absolutely think someone like that should be able to opt for like doctor-assisted death.
Yeah.
So do you think that a person on death row, before they get injected, they should go through a rigorous health examination to make sure that they don't have any adverse reactions or any medical backgrounds that would cause them to have adverse reactions to this medication? Because I'm sure that they don't check that. Like, I could be completely wrong.
Man, so, okay.
I don't think the system cares enough about prisoners for that.
This is multifaceted for me because part of me is like, okay, if we're going to kill this person, how much money do I want to fucking sink into them? And then at the same time, I don't think that it should be painful. Like, I completely and utterly don't think it should be painful. So
I think the goal is for them just to, like, slip into, like, a
exactly.
sleep.
Yeah. And just, like, I'm not really sure. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the protocol for, like, whatever, you know, the drugs that they're pushing kind of thing.
And I want to think that those may differ state to state. I'm pretty sure they do.
I would think probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would also think that it would be pretty fucking easy to, cause, okay. Here we go. So let's say somebody does not have a history of a drug allergy. And when they're fucking on the table about to have these drugs pushed that we'll say 98% of people are not going to have an adverse reaction, they have an adverse reaction. In my opinion, that's not inhumane because the history's been taken and you couldn't foresee that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do they take a history?
Well, I agree with you on that front. Like, I completely agree that it's like, this person has to have been incarcerated for a period of time, an extended period of time, you know, and I would think that multiple exams have been taken up to that point. Is that a bad assumption? Do you guys think?
No. And here's what I have to say about that is, like, most of these prisons are privately owned, right? So they get a kickback from the government. Tax breaks, whatever. They're privately owned prisons. They get paid to hold these prisoners. Now, if it's a federal prison, obviously it's on the government's budget, right?
You mean our budget?
Yes. You would think that would be budgeted into the whole thing. Like, hey, yeah. we're going to, you know, in order to humanely put this person out, uh-huh. we're going to invest this much money per person. And also at the same time, if you're going to invest that much money, maybe it'll trigger something to say, wait a second, let's take a little bit of extra time to actually investigate to make 100% sure that this person did it before we invest this much money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, am I wrong for saying that? Or
no,
or?
No. And I mean, dude, if we actually adhered to the fucking concept of innocent until proven guilty, which we don't. I mean, shit, no. At this point, we're in mob mentality kind of thing. That it's no, like, dude, you're in the court of public opinion. Because have you seen social media? Like,
yeah, it's guilty until innocence is bought. And I've said this several times yeah. in the past. Like, that's all it is. Like, if yeah. you can buy innocence, then you'll buy innocence. Look at fucking Rittenhouse right now.
Yep. Mm. Well, I mean, and part of the reason Oklahoma hadn't done any executions at all since 2015 was... they used the wrong drug in one instance. Are there no fail safes here? How do you have, okay.
Are there no consequences?
Right. And then another instance, they allowed a prisoner to regain consciousness. Imagine being put to death by lethal injection.
But
you come back and you're like,
but that's what I don't.
That should automatically cancel your fucking death sentence right there.
I feel like they're saying they fucked up the protocol on that. Like, they fucked up the dosage or something. That's my point,
is it's like, if you... drugs are so fucking cheap
yeah.
that will kill you.
Yeah.
Drugs are so fucking cheap that will kill you. That it's like, dude, give them the dose that you would kill a fucking 2-ton elephant.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, that's dude...
the problem, though. It's like, it has to be humane. It has to be pain-free. It has to be, like, just slipping into a sleep.
Dude, time out. Have you seen someone OD on, like, opioids?
I know, and that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't look like it's terrible.
You can't just fucking give them fentanyl because you don't know what kind of pain they go through while they lose consciousness. You don't know.
Yeah, but like, I guess they don't know from this either, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. So how would you get someone even remotely close to know what they went through without killing them? And then plus, let's say that you do that and you bring them back. You bring them out with like naloxone or something. And it's like, dude, they want to fight you because you just took them out of that kind of thing.
It's almost as if you're saying bring back the guillotine or shooting squad, Daniel.
I'm not going to lie. I think that we should actually have a working fucking justice system.
That would be ideal.
So first of all, but working also, justice system.
Choppy boys.
And if we do that, and it should be public, and we should charge tickets.
Dude.
And I'm not fucking kidding, dude.
No, we would sell so many pay-per-view tickets to watch somebody get guillotined.
Would I go to see
Joe Rogan to fucking commentate it?
Well, no.
But do I know people who would?
Yeah, plenty. Exactly. And I mean, that's fine, dude. That's on you. If you want to go watch somebody get killed, fucking A, let them. Because they've been found to be, you know, guilty of this thing that is seen as a big enough deal that their life needs to be taken. I'm just saying that it's like, dude, there are a lot of fucking flaws with our system currently.
And each day we get closer to The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Oh, I hadn't seen it or read it, so I can't really...
Anyway.
Public killings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
So,
Larry, lighten it up.
I have to switch up. So let's talk about some critters. Let's talk about some
hell
critters.
Hell yeah, let's talk about some critters.
Oh okay. My God.
Let me tell you about here are six animals that are so pathetic that you can't help but to feel you know, sorry for them. Kind of going on the...
If I'm on this list, fuck you, Larry. No, okay. Just kidding.
I'm mad about the first one because I love those dudes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do for the Patreon viewers is I'm going to have to switch my... because I'm going to show them. All right. So here we have at number six, the... Jerboa?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
As far as I know, yeah.
This tiny motherfucker right here. A jerboa are small rodents that live in the desert of North Africa and Asia. And for their credit, their huge ears give them excellent hearing, and they can be incredibly fast on their weird ostrich legs. They have long ass legs.
They look like a tiny kangaroo. Yes, like if you re-engineered a kangaroo to be pocket-sized. Yes.
So, but what amazes us more is how these things have managed to survive. Their only means of defending themselves is their speed. If that doesn't work, they're too dumb to even try to hide.
Oh, dude.
Man.
Not only that.
Leave your boas alone. They're good dudes.
Not only that, these critters seem to not know how to feed themselves. They don't even know how to feed themselves.
Listen, I need everybody to take a little break and just go to Google image search and type in jerboa because this is making my day. It's J-E-R-B-O-A. And they
or subscribe to our Patreon kangaroo. And look at what I'm showing.
But there's so many good pictures on Google Image Search.
For all the 90s kids out there, I am pretty sure this thing was helped the rescue rangers down under.
I was going to say, this is like a prototype Pikachu, maybe.
Yeah, honestly, that's, yeah, I bet you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy can't even feed himself, right?
Sorry,
unlike most rodents, they can't bite through hard seeds either. As a cherry on top of it all, they're reluctant to reproduce.
Hey, so
they don't even like to fuck.
That
doesn't say they don't like to fuck. That says they don't like to reproduce.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Good luck getting a Jimmy hat on that motherfucker. So
number five is the sea squid.
Nope.
Try again.
What are you talking about?
Read the name again.
Oh, sea squirt. Sorry. Sea squirt. Number five is the sea squirt. It'd be unfair to call the sea squirt stupid. What
is it though?
What can you expect from an animal that literally doesn't have a brain?
Leave the sea squirt alone. Those are also good dudes.
A sea squirt's life begins like that of many other marine filter feeders. After it hatches from an egg, the sea squirt larva will swim around looking for a good place to settle. But once it finds that, it faces a dilemma. Growing into an adult sea squirt takes a lot of energy, but how is the tiny larva going to find food? Well, since the sea squirt isn't going to go anywhere, the rest of its life, it eats its own brain. Yes.
Man, don't we all? The larva literally
digests its own fucking brain.
That's what I'm trying to be doing. I don't need this whole brain. I wish it would shut the fuck up. Can I eat part of it?
Once it reaches adulthood, the sea squirt will have only the most rudimentary nervous system left. It doesn't even have any sensory organs to speak of. And all it does is sit on a rock and filter food from water.
You trying to tell me I can be a sea squirt and not think and not feel? I'm trying to be a sea squirt.
But listen.
Can we just let's talk about some sea squirt life?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about some fucking koalas. And we all know how dumb koalas are.
I also need you to Google image search wet koala. It's not anything creepy. They're just... Oh, well, it's creepy. It is creepy, but it's not anything sexual.
Koalas. Like, we all love koalas, but not only are they riddled with fucking chlamydia, but their main source... Yeah, their main source of food literally has zero nutrition, and it eats away at their fucking teeth, which like, renders them from eventually being able to eat anything. So
they're not endangered, right? Like, should we hunt these guys?
I don't know.
I don't think so to either of your questions.
I just, like, do you think koala meat's tasty?
Probably.
Because I mean, their brain is tiny,
but their brain is also very smooth, which lowers their intelligence even further.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason to that. After all, it's hard to grow a good brain when you subsist entirely on nearly zero nutrition, toxic eucalyptic leaves. Like I said earlier, like, it's toxic to them. That's all they eat. It rots their fucking teeth. And like within 6 years, they have no teeth. And they're also riddled with chlamydia. Not 90% of them have chlamydia. So I would not. I know that the term, if it ends with A, you're okay. Penicillin will get rid of it. But I would not risk getting chlamydia by holding a fucking koala.
Can you get it from a isn't it sexually transmitted? Wouldn't you have to fuck the koala?
It's a bloodborne pathogen. Whoa. If you have a cut.
Now you're talking about the kink.
Listen, chlamydia is a bloodborne pathogen. Am I wrong, Daniel? So if you have a cut on your hand and you touch a koala with an open wound, there's a possibility of getting chlamydia.
So I would think that you would have to, I don't know where that resides, if you could get it from like saliva or something, maybe.
I guess
like,
anything from,
I don't
from
think
like,
on the out, like, is it?
Like, I'm like, yeah. Like any kind of part of the body that absorbs.
I would think it would be like bodily fluids kind of thing. Yeah.
Like, let's say that a koala accidentally licks you on the mouth. Now you have chlamydia. You know what I'm saying? All right, number three.
When I just Googled how is chlamydia caught, because I couldn't think of how to word it, it says you get it by having vaginal, anal, or oral sex with someone who also has it. So I don't.
Well, but they're talking about, I would assume, two humans. So, but maybe you're just like dick slapping a koala.
Okay. It does say from non-sexual ways you can get it, like sharing contaminated food, borrowing a used towel.
Yeah. So okay. Like bodily fluids kind of thing.
Okay.
Makes sense.
We've learned nothing. Okay.
Anyway, number three, the cane toad.
Ooh.
I have never heard of this scary looking son of a bitch. Yeah. But you probably wouldn't think of a cane toad as particularly pathetic. The highly toxic eats both living and dead animals without second thought, and they are the largest toads on the planet. Sounds kind of badass, right? Unfortunately, cane toads, particularly the males, are complete slaves to their sexual urges. So they will fuck a koala. The males are so sexually aggressive that they will try to hump anything, and we mean that anything.
I know some dudes like that.
I was going to say, I knew some dudes in undergrad like that. If it holds still long enough, they'd bang it.
They will fuck other frogs. They will fuck toads. They will fuck lizards, snakes, rodents, and they will try to get violently busy with it. The object of their attention doesn't even need to have a pulse. Scientists have observed a male cane toad trying to mate with long dead females for hours on end.
Ted Bundy, but it's a toad.
Yes. So they're into necrophilia. And yeah, that is pathetic.
I'm not gonna lie, they have some.
Trey's gonna be mad about this next one.
Unfortunately, Trey, I'm sorry. But number two is the panda.
Oh, if you're listening, if you listen really well, you can hear Trey just throwing his phone. Just screaming and throwing his phone.
Is he throwing his phone or pouring one out?
No, he's mad.
He's big mad.
He's big panda.
As this article says, we can already hear you furiously typing on your keyboard, panda lovers, Trey. But we'll stand by this. Pandas are pathetic.
I am not standing by this. Pandas are good dudes. Everybody on this list is a good dude.
So the fact, all the stuff that they have to do to keep these animals alive, man, it is working against Darwin, like with
Darwinism.
That it is so, a in a furious manner. But anyway,
this article states that pandas are bears, and when you usually think of bears, you think of a dangerous predatory beast. Mm. Well, pandas mostly eat bamboo, and since bamboo is low in nutrition, they have to spend particularly their entire lives eating. That's all they do. They sit, they eat, they sit, and they eat some more. Oh, and they shit.
Mm. I was just about to say that sounds like a good life until the shitting 40 times a day.
40 times
a
day.
Can I say that at this point in my life, that's like one of the best times that I have?
Pooping?
Yes. It is like, but the problem is I have to do it before Finn gets up. Otherwise, I've got this like little kid going, hey, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I need to pee pee. And I'm like, literally, I just ask you like before I came in the bathroom. Anyway, so.
The problem with this is that the fact that pandas in captivity are so busy eating that they refuse to mate. So.
Take away their food.
Again, same.
In that sense, like they literally drive themselves towards extinction by not fucking and reproducing.
All right.
Oh,
wait. They only refuse to hump in captivity. Maybe we should stop keeping them in cages.
Well,
I have a time out. Do you not think that they would be very close to the bottom of the food chain?
Right.
What would eat a panda?
Anything.
Literally anything, because it spends its entire fucking life eating bamboo.
Like, lick a panda to death.
Pandas are huge.
Yeah, but my point is,
if they wanted to be mean, they could.
Wait, time out. Now you're assigning a panda aggression, Lally.
If it needed
don't
aggression.
Don't assume my aggression level.
Okay. All right,
number one, the kakapo.
I want to see, oh my gosh, we should YouTube fucking aggressive panda.
Ooh.
And see if that even exists.
I don't
get on that.
That's just going to bring up that one panda that's like destroying the desk and the computer and the keyboard. You know what I'm talking about from that commercial?
Oh, yeah. It's just going to bring that up. Oh, gotcha.
All right. Number one is the kakapo. The kakapo or owl parrot is a large flightless parrot that lives exclusively in New Zealand and is potentially the most pathetic animal on the planet. Let's start by saying that it is the only flightless parrot species. Not that flightless birds don't exist. Obviously, we have penguins and like fucking chickens.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But being the odd one out of its entire family of otherwise fly capable birds, like a parrot or an owl. It's kind of sad. The kakapo also has one of the lowest reproductive rates of all birds. That could be because the males, frankly, suck at attracting females. Know a couple of those guys.
Know some of those guys.
Oh, man.
The roasts are good tonight.
Can we just like, if we're like at all at the bar, which the planets will have to align. Yeah, we just like look around. Spot a dude that's just like trying to spit game that is failing miserably. We're like, oh my god, what a cockapoo.
All right, so anyway, like I was saying about the cockapoo, during its mating ritual, the male cockapoo makes obnoxiously loud grunts, again like some people that we know.
I'm sitting right here. Holy shit.
That can be heard up to 3 miles away. Their noises echo so much that the females rarely have any idea where the male is supposed to be. So you literally have, listen, you have to subscribe to Patreon because I'm about to do something. You literally have this guy at the end of the bar going like, hey, yo, bitch. Hey. Y'all fuck?
Dude.
Hey.
But imagine 30 of these in the vicinity of like a mile. So it's like
at the end of the bar, loud music. God. You have this dude that can't fuck just screaming, hey, yo, bitch, you won't fuck.
The bartender is going, ma'am, is that guy talking to you? And you're like, no.
What guy? What man?
Don't acknowledge him. Don't look at him.
And finally, they don't value their lives at all. Again,
same.
Oh my god.
Their ingenious defense strategy consists of standing perfectly still and hoping the hungry predator feels so sorry for them that they leave him alone.
Okay. The guy I dated in college moved to Knoxville when I moved to Knoxville after. Oh, okay. And then, like, we broke up that summer, like, summer after college. A couple months later, he runs into Sarah, my best friend, at Tomato Head downtown.
Oh, no.
Your boy is 6'5" and, like, lanky and awkward. Yeah. He doesn't really, like, blend in, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's 6'5" does.
Right? He sees Sarah and his eyes bulge out of his face, and he turns and just faces the wall, like, nose against the wall, like that's going to make him disappear. And that is what I'm picturing you describing right now, and it rules. Exactly. Yes.
That's amazing.
Shout out to that guy. I hope you've ever seen the
Guardians of the Galaxy movie where the Batista character is like, I've mastered the art of moving
invisibility.
Yeah. I'm being invisible.
That's amazing, dude.
Awesome.
Dude, these animals, I swear.
Well, since this, what was this owl's name?
Cockapoo.
Let's talk about ladies and potentially ladies wearing things that might attract men.
Oh, God.
Uh-uh. So I specifically, this has been a question to me all the time. To me asking myself this question.
You mean, what's that smell?
No.
Gwyneth Paltrow just like appears in the ether and she's like, it's my snatch.
She's like, it's my vagina. So this was pulled from the Too Afraid to Ask subreddit.
Yes.
Ladies, when you're wearing something revealing and showing a lot of cleavage, what's the correct etiquette for the other person? So is it glance too much? Is it I'll cruise on.
I have mixed feelings about this.
The obvious is not to stare, of course. Sometimes I see women, and I'm not saying me, this is the post. Sometimes I see women wear something where a lot of boob is showing. It could be when out clubbing or a special event. Boobies.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I feel like a lot of it depends on the circumstance, like the situation and stuff, like like the what kind of event you're at, and
sometimes women like want to feel themselves without having like someone constantly berate them about what they're wearing.
Yeah,
but other times women like Allie. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Is Larry the main responder?
I think Larry has more answers for this.
Larry, stop wearing revealing.
We'll dress up to get attention, though. Sometimes they do.
Yeah, and I think if you're like going out, like in the sense of going out, like to a club or to like, I don't know what the fuck going out even means. You know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
I think if you're doing that, it's one thing. But I think if you just happen like. Some of us have cleavage and everything that's not a fucking crew neck. So, like, if I happen to... Right, I know.
No, dude, that hits way too close.
I catch myself looking at yours all the time, y'all.
My tits, dude, they're gorgeous.
That's why I've switched to crew necks.
But I don't know. If I'm just wearing a shirt, like, just to... Like, I think of the bars that I go to as just a place that I hang out. And I'm not out trying to, like...
It's almost an extension of your home.
Yeah, it very much is.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, you feel comfortable with everybody and like, yeah.
And so like sometimes I'll wear something that's like, I mean, not often, but sometimes I'll wear something like a little more revealing than I would wear to work or something. Yeah. And I get, if I caught someone like glancing at my cleavage, I'd be like, that's fair. It's good cleavage. But if someone is just like staring at it across the bar, I would be like, hello. I see you.
Eyes up here. Eyes like, up here.
Just eyes. Just don't look at me. Glance at me and then glance away.
Yeah. So, okay. So even if you caught a dude glancing and it was very clearly at your boobs, It's just like a, you know.
I mean, whatever. And sometimes you can't help. Like, sometimes it really was just a genuine, like, you looked over and it was almost just like, you didn't even mean to, and you're like, "Oh, so, titties," and you're like, "Oh,
well,
yeah." You got to take into account, like, I'm sorry that this is something that I'm about to say. I know that people are going to fuck me over on this, but like, we are basic ass males.
Thank you. No, I agree.
If you present us with tits, we will look at them.
They.
I think people in general will do that. Like at anything well, and that's what attractive. I was gonna ask. Like, yeah. Like, a girl walked by me at work today that had on skin-tight jeans, and I, like, did a double take and was just like, those are really tight jeans. And it wasn't like a, ooh, baby, a ooga. Yeah. Like, it was just so like, look how tight. For a guy,
it'd be like, damn that ass.
Right, yeah. Right. And you I know? Didn't, like, her ass didn't even register. I was just like, her jeans are very tight. Like, I wonder it's how just, stretchy they are. Like, it was just.
It's like, just that, like, that, I guess that genetic.
What's fucking innate? It's an A.
Yeah, it's
I think primal, it's just like an appreciative thing reproductive too. Like, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like whether you actually want to bang them, it is just well, kind and of
it's
innate.
Not, it's not, yeah, it's yeah. not a bang thing. Yeah. It's just more like a.
Those are nice boobs. Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to be I mean, looking like, right dude, at them.
Guys, I mean, even, and correct me if I'm wrong, Larry, or if you, I mean, dude, if you saw a dude walk in that's like, attractive, it's like you're gonna fucking scope it and be like, man, that's I'm sure that dude didn't have any problems, dude, you know.
Every guy, I mean, like, whether problems, you like every guy, whether you like to admit it or not, will look at another dude and be like, fuck, I stand no chance against that guy.
I'm gonna like, move to the other side of the bar.
You know what I'm saying? It's like every guy does that, whether you admit it or not, that's on your own fucking, you know, insecurities or whatever. But like, I've caught myself doing that and be like, damn, that dude's fucking killing it.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? And even like, hell, there was a comment that made that went a little further than I would, well, a lot further than I would go. But they were like, yeah, you know, I mean, like, if Chris Hemsworth and, or I can't remember the other person, you know, he's like, hell, I'd, you know, if they asked me for a hand job, I'd fucking give it to him.
You'd and be I'm like, yes, sir. You know?
Well, I'd be like, I appreciate you asking, but
for me,
I'm good.
I will admit it publicly, Ryan Reynolds. Straight up.
No, actually, that was the other example, Straight up. That was the Ron other Reynolds. Example. Yeah.
But, dude's fucking funny as shit.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm he's like, dude, you got to tell me jokes the entire time.
And right? He has, like, bedroom eyes. Like, he absolutely has, like, where you just feel dirty mean? If he's, like, he just looks like he's, like, in bed with you. You never heard the phrase bedroom eyes?
No, I really have. Have you?
Have you heard? Yes, I've heard that. I'm like, am I crazy?
All right. No, honestly, sometimes most of the time I come out from under my rock once a week. I'll go ahead and put it up twice a week.
It's been around a long time. Like, I've like seen that phrase like my whole life.
No, I'm just saying that I literally,
yeah.
I am so, I thought that I was like, oh man, I know all this stuff because I married Megan. but she's wow, just,
that seems like you've downplayed it a little bit.
I'm like, how have you not heard about this, Megan?
Yeah.
And then I talk to you guys and I'm like, how have I not heard of this? My God, it's just like this cascading thing. But yeah. Anyway, I've never heard title. Of Bedroom Eyes.
I think I've got
a couple show titles. Written,
I think Bedroom Eyes, I think of it as like, this is like the look someone would give you like after a good romp, like laying beside you kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, he's got those where you're like, oh, like you feel like you should pull your shirt up a little bit just because he's looking at you at all.
Like it's oh, okay.
Like you should smooth your hair like down and be like, oh, hello, sir. The
look is like powerful like kind of thing.
Smoldering look. Yeah. Huh. Okay. Talking about the whole like clothing thing and stuff. Yeah. The other night I was at the bar. And I go to leave, and it's fucking cold outside. And I go to put my beanie on.
Oh, shit, yes.
And one of the guys that's there all the time, if you ever go to the bar, you will absolutely know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I put my beanie on, and he made some snarky remark. He was like, oh, you look great in a beanie, which was absolutely not a compliment.
Yeah.
And I go, it's almost like, and I went like this, and I was like, I'm not dressing for the male gaze. And I just left. And like the whole next day, I was like, I hope he is still sitting there going like, well, I didn't, I don't care.
And always love like thinking about the fact that they don't respond and then they get in their car and they drive and they're about halfway home and they're like, ah!
Oh no. He was like
son of a bitch.
He was talking as I walked out and I was like, don't care, bye. smiled the whole way home. I was like,
yeah. I will ask the lady listeners to write us, text us, or however you communicate with us.
Whoa, text us.
After you listen to this episode and let us know when you get dressed up, what are your intentions and what are the circumstances? Right? Because I would like to know, like, do you like to be looked at?
What's appropriate? Because, I mean, this person eventually got around to, like, should I compliment? And it's like, I don't think that, like...
I don't think you ever say, hey, nice cleavage.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless it's to like, a friend of yours.
Your tits look great in that shirt, you know?
Hey, girl, nice tits.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, dude, I think we've progressed a little bit past, hey, Betty, you got a nice pair of gams that go on for miles, you know? Which obviously is 30s,
I think there's kind of a like a half joke that goes around online that's like, I don't dress for men to tell me I look cute. I dress for other hot girls to be like, you look great. Yeah. And I think that's true.
That makes sense.
I'm much more complimented.
But you want to be noticed.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's someone like says, hey, this whatever look. Oh, nope. Whoop. Like, hey, this whatever looks good. Like, that feels good. That's cool.
Gotcha.
But
so that was actually asked in this, that it was like, would it be inappropriate for a dude to be like, I like your outfit, or, you know, and not specifically like calling out like, I like your top, or I like how your top complements your lady parts.
I think there's so many factors to that. Like, I think it has to do with like, you could line up 20 different dudes I know and them say the same thing with the same inflection and it would mean different things from them, you know?
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, like certain ones never compliment anything or certain ones only compliment things when it's like, oh, you look great in a beanie. Like, you know, so.
Sure.
Like, yeah.
All right, Daniel, we have a decision to make. I know you're about to pull the cord.
I am.
Do you want to do your other story? Because we are on a streak. We cannot end this episode without a mirror.
Okay. So. Let's go ahead and push mine let me tease it for 2 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let me let you guys know about a little, There was a little happenstance.
I feel like if you say this without the first word, that it'll be a perfect tease.
So I was hit up by a buddy, Matt Redden, that listens to the podcast. He is an amazing dude that shoots me articles occasionally, and he's like, man, you got to check this stuff out. There was a lady that was, I'm sorry, there was a thing that was released without charges after holding a woman hostage.
I think you can charge anything that's not a human, but
can you not?
What is a human?
Time out. Can you not?
What was the
can
thing?
Can you not?
No, I'm just kidding. What did they just decide had human? The cocaine. The
hippos.
The hippos. Yeah.
Okay, well, this is not a hippo nor a human, so I'm not sure how it would be charged.
So, but the question is, what is it? And you're going to have to listen to Untethered to find out.
Also, yes. I have another Goop gift guide for Untethered.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Ooh.
All right, so wrap us up, Larry, and then we'll get to it.
And since we're teasing Untethered, I'm going to talk about some dicks.
Don't we just always?
On the...
Yeah, just right on the money. All right,
I was going to say on the nose, and then I was thinking about nose dick, and it was weird. So.
Right on the tip. Yeah. All right. So for this last article, of course, we're going to do mirror. Oh, mirror.
I cannot wait for this story.
My date wrapped up things he'd already used and gave them to me for Christmas.
Was it his nuts?
It wasn't his nuts.
No.
It was D's nuts.
No.
It's a dick in a box.
Yes.
All right. So there was this whole thing on Reddit. There was a Reddit thread that asked people, what is the worst Christmas present you have received? And what undated fucking UK words with comments from people sharing the odd gifts they've been
given. Are you saying inundated?
Yes.
Bless you. Okay.
Sorry. One person said a pencil. Another revealed that they were given a barrel of Quaker Oats. A barrel?
What? Like literally, like a
that's
physically sized,
like a container,
of Quaker.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Quaker Oats, and someone else admitted they have gotten toothpaste and vitamin pills from their mom. But one woman was able to top them all, as she said someone she was dating had gifted her things that she had already used. She began her story by saying this. I was dating a guy for a few months when Christmas rolled around. Thoughtful, useful, but not too sentimental. It felt perfect. Wait, hold on.
Nope.
Never mind. I skipped the thing. He had recently started a new job that required travel, so I splurged a bit and got him a Garmin to help him find his way. There so a Garmin, for those of you who don't know, is a fucking GPS watch and or literal GPS device.
Yeah.
Thoughtful, useful, but not too sentimental. It felt perfect for where we were at the relationship at the time. But because of their clashing schedules, they weren't able to exchange gifts until after Christmas. When she went to meet him, she realized she forgot his present. However, he handed her two wrapped gifts.
Oh, no.
As the woman unwrapped the first package, which was not his dick.
I was going to say it is a package.
She saw it was an MMA magazine that had clearly been read. She continued by saying it was I was confused. I do not like MMA, not even a little bit, nor have I ever expressed interest in MMA. Not once. He, on the other hand, loved MMA. She continued by saying, trying to move on, I politely thanked him, set the magazine down, and refocus on the next gift. An open Forrest Gump DVD.
Yes.
At least it's a new movie, right? Like it's not been out for a couple years or anything.
Yeah, it's not from the mid-90s.
She goes on by saying, now don't get me wrong, Forrest Gump is a solid choice, except I already owned a Forrest Gump DVD.
Yeah, what she doesn't realize.
It's hers.
That was her copy.
And now here I was, suddenly the proud owner of a second copy that appeared used. After thanking him again, she sat there trying to wrap her head around the odd gifts. She said the conversation fell silent before he sheepishly volunteered, I got bored, so I watched the movie yesterday.
Like you'd never seen Forrest Gump, my man. I've seen Forrest Gump
literally a couple times. We just watched the movies that made us, I believe it came out in 1994. Everyone has seen Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Or at least everyone that's going to see it.
It's better. First of all, this is like a real deja vu moment for me because I feel like we've been through this before. But anyway, let's skip through that. She goes on to say, and then I hadn't seen the issue yet, so I went ahead and read through it. I think you really like it. It's talking about the magazine, right? After receiving the disappointment present, the woman said she returned the Garmin for a full refund. A week later, the guy called to fucking break up, pretty much.
Yeah.
Saying he didn't think it was working out, which the woman agreed with.
Yeah.
She concluded, we were wrapping up the call, expressing well wishes and all of that. Then he paused for a beat and said, hey, were you still going to give me that Christmas present?
Wow.
Dude, canceled. Oh my God. This dude. What the fuck?
Wow. No. No, man. I mean,
but so I know people that they gift things that they want.
Sure, sure.
And it's like,
yeah, people do that.
What part of
this guy took zero effort? Like, yeah, he no. just found shit.
No, time out. He took a lot of effort to pick out shit that he wanted.
An MMA magazine and a copy of Forrest Gump. Who the okay, besides Daniel, who the fuck still owns DVDs?
No, fuck you. I own Blu-rays, motherfucker. No, I totally. I think we just got over either 350 or 400 logged. So
you should probably buy a external hard drive and transfer them over.
Maybe. But hey, guess what? Guess who's going to be watching movies when the internet goes out?
An external hard drive works without internet.
I'm just saying, when that shit,
your argument is flawed, sir.
When your external hard drive bricks, my fucking tried and true discs will fucking be there to save
me. You know what? I'm gonna go to your house and scratch every single one of your DVDs.
Ooh. All right, I want to get real close to the mic, Larry. You touch my Blu-rays and I'll fucking end you. No, dude. We are weird about movies in this household. So we're actually currently making our way back through Dances with Wolves.
Oh wow.
Have you watched that? Have you guys seen that?
I have not, but
it's 4 hours long.
There was somebody on Wheel of Fortune once and they were trying to guess Dances with Wolves, yeah, but there were just a few letters missing and they were like, I'd like to solve, and I swear to God, they said Dancing with Loaves. And I will never not think that when I hear the name of that movie. Dancing
with Loaves, man. Holy hell. No shit. Oh, that's a good idea. All right. Gotta write. So I don't even have to look at the time.
We're way past time.
I know we're done. So with that, I'm gonna do a real quick outro. I was gonna try to get
15 minutes later. No, I'm just kidding.
I was gonna try to do as many ABCs as I could get with a burp, but I'm not going to do it now.
Okay.
All I'm going to do is tell the listeners where they can send all of their hate mail. So, or anything in between hate mail and I guess love mail. I don't know. Whatever you guys want to send us, shoot it to tetherradio@gmail.com. That's TETHERRADIO@gmail.com. We are on the Twitter sphere @Tether_radio, Instagram @Tether_radio. We're still on the platform previously known as Facebook.
wait. Someone at work today said that Facebook is going to come up with a cryptocurrency. And I was like, if it's not called Zuckbucks, I'm fucking pissed.
Oh, Zuckbucks. That would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
They need to pay those out at fucking main event when you get like 100, like 100 point, like ski balls. But
here's one Zuckbuck.
Here's one Zuckbuck. Yeah. Tether Radio, all one word there. We have the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. Got a lot of shenanigans going on there. It's a closed group. Join us. You can see for yourself. We've got Read with Tether. That is our Facebook book club. And currently, I have not started making my way through it because I'm trying to wrap another book, but it will not fucking end.
Wait, what are you trying to finish?
I actually started reading Brave New World.
Oh, I've never read that.
I hadn't read it either.
Yeah.
It is difficult to read because
From The Little Mermaid?
No.
What? No, you're probably thinking
that's
of
the... That's a whole new world, and that's Aladdin.
Oh, I was thinking
damn
of the Brave Little Toaster. But
sorry.
Wait, no. A whole new world. Yeah, that's Aladdin.
Yeah.
Isn't that Aladdin?
No.
Is it Little Mermaid?
A Whole New World. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It is Aladdin.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Jeez. It's on I just the magic got carpet. Disneyfied. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, yeah, what the hell is this called?
It's called All the Light We Cannot See. It's by Anthony Doerr. He won a Pulitzer for it, so it's supposed to be okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is it pronounced Pulitzer or Pulitzer?
It's pronounced Pulitzer, but I feel like a putz when I say it that way, so I have to say Pulitzer.
Okay. Just
because I never heard anyone say Pulitzer until the last, like, 2 years, and really? Now I'm like, I hate that.
Ugh. I'm sure it's both.
I really think it's just Pulitzer.
It's like the people Pulitzer. That argue, like, tomato and tomato.
It's like, we're not in Britain, it's tomato. Yeah,
this just in, guys. It ain't... hey, y'all are an American. Speak American. No, I'm just kidding.
But I don't think I really heard it pronounced by anybody official until lately. So okay. Maybe that's on me.
Yeah.
There's a term for that, like, knowing a word but not knowing how it's said. Yeah.
So I'm going to come.
Yeah,
I'm going to come completely clean real quick because we actually ran out of time. I had to like really do some finagling with our outro, even though I made it like 30 minutes long and we still went too long. So I didn't realize it was champing at the bit.
Yeah,
not chomping at the bit.
It's so hard for me to say it the right way.
Yeah. And did not realize that.
I'm always waiting for someone to be like, it's chomping. And I'll be like, Google it.
Yeah. No, it is definitely chomping.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We have the news. Oh, my God. The Tether Radio newsletter that Allie puts out every week. It's amazing. It has all
the
of
the only thing she puts out, by the way.
That was pretty good.
Attacked, just but not wrong.
Yes. You can sign up for that at tetherradio.substack.com. You can see all of our previous newsletters. It has all of our show notes in a fun little package. Along with some things that she likes to sprinkle in there that are always entertaining. We have the Tether Radio Untethered, that episode that comes out. It's a little mini-sode. We put those out on Wednesdays, and it's just a little morsel to get you through the weekend. Make sure that you don't
forget about us.
You don't starve over the weekend until the full episode on Monday. And I want to remind everyone, we have a newly launched Patreon, and Larry takes care of that for the most part in regards to producing our video content at this point. For a very small fee, $4 a month, $1 per full episode. You guys pay more for candy bars than you do for that. So you can sign up for that at patreon.com/tetherradio. I don't know. Did anybody else got anything they want to toss in here?
I think we're good.
I guess happy Thanksgiving, because this will come out.
Oh, that's like a good point. Before, yeah, happy Turkey Day, y'all.
Yeah.
I hope that you eat enough to put yourself into a...
happy Indigenous People Murdering Day, guys.
No, oh, that's Columbus gosh. Day.
Yeah, come whatever. On.
Same thing.
Get your like super malicious holidays in order, friend.
Just at least enjoy a couple of days off work, hopefully, everybody.
Yeah,
so.
Heck yeah. And hell, if you're into it, hang out with your family. If you're not, hang out with your friends. If you're not into either of those, look at some good porn. All right, so this has been episode 176 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
I'm Larry.
And we thank you so much for joining us for... over an hour and a half. Ooh. You're welcome. And until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye, guys.